Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day where the life of Jesus meets yours. You've got your daily Bible reading for January 23rd, 2019, today looking at Exodus chapter 12, the Passover. And thanks for tuning in yesterday. Yesterday, I think, was the longest reading of the entire Bible 100, the account of the first nine plagues, and now we have the account of the 10th plague. Exodus chapter 12, beginning in verse 1. The Lord told Moses and Aaron this in the land of Egypt. This month is to be the beginning of your calendar. It is to be the first month of the year for you. Tell the entire Israelite community that on the 10th day of this month, they are to take a lamb or a young goat for themselves according to their father's household, one lamb per household. But if the household is too small for a whole lamb, then that person and his neighbor next door to him must select one, based on the number of people. Determine what size lamb is needed, according to how much each person will eat. Your lamb must be unblemished, a year-old male. You may take it from the sheep or the goats. You are to keep it until the 14th day of the month. Then the whole assembly of the Israelite community is to slaughter the lambs at sunset. They shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the house where they eat the lamb. That night they shall eat the meat that has been roasted over a fire, along with unleavened bread. They shall eat it with bitter herbs. Do not eat it raw or boiled in water, but roast it over a fire, with its head, its legs, and its internal organs. You shall not leave any of it until the morning. Whatever remains until the morning, you shall burn in the fire. This is how you are to eat it, with your cloak tucked into your belt ready for travel, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. Eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For on that night I will pass through the land of Egypt. I will strike down every firstborn in the land of Egypt, both people and animals. Against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. The blood will be a sign for you in the houses where you are. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. There will be no plague among you to destroy you when I strike down the land of Egypt. This day shall be a memorial for you, and you are to celebrate it as a festival to the Lord. Throughout your generations, you must celebrate it as a permanent regulation. For 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first day, you must be sure to remove all yeast from your houses, for whoever eats anything leavened from the first day until the seventh day will be cut off from Israel. On the first day you are to have a holy convocation. Also on the seventh day there is to be a holy convocation. You shall not do any work except to prepare what everybody needs to eat. That is all you may do. You shall observe the festival of unleavened bread, because on this very day I brought your divisions out from the land of Egypt. You shall observe this day throughout your generations as a permanent regulation. In the first month you shall eat unleavened bread from the evening of the 14th day of the month until the evening of the 21st day of the month. No yeast is to be found in your houses for 7 days. For whoever eats something leavened must be cut off from the Israelite community, whether a foreigner or native born of the land. You shall not eat anything leavened. You shall eat unleavened bread in every place where you live. Then Moses summoned all the elders of Israel and said to them, "Go and take lambs for yourselves according to your family size, and slaughter the Passover lamb. You shall take a bundle of hyssop, dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and paint the lintel and the two doorposts with the blood that is in the basin. Not if you are to go out of your door of your house until the morning. When the Lord passes through Egypt to strike Egypt, and he sees the blood on the lintel and the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over that door, and will not allow the destroyer to enter your houses to strike you. You shall observe these instructions as a perpetual regulation for you and your descendants. When you enter the land that the Lord will give you, just as he said he would, you shall observe this ceremony. So when your children ask you, 'What does the ceremony mean to you?' you will say, 'It is the sacrifice of the Passover of the Lord, who passed over the houses of the Israelites in Egypt. When he struck the Egyptians, he spared our houses.'" The people bowed down and worshipped. The Israelites went and did all this. They did just as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. At midnight, the Lord struck down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on his throne, to the firstborn of the prisoner who was in the dungeon, even all the firstborn of the livestock. During the night, Pharaoh got up, he, all his servants, and all the Egyptians, and there was a loud outcry in Egypt, for there is not a house where there is not someone dead. Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron that night and said, Get up, get away from my people. Both you and the Israelites, go, serve the Lord as you have said. Take also your flocks and your herds as you have said, and go, but also bless me. The Egyptians urged the people to leave the land quickly, for the Egyptians said, We are all going to die. The Israelites took their dough before it was leavened. They carried their kneading bowls, which were wrapped in their clothing, on their shoulders. The Israelites did just as Moses had said, and they asked the Egyptians for articles of silver, articles of gold, and clothing. The Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that when they let the Israelites have what they asked for, in this way they plundered the Egyptians. The Israelites set out from Ramses to Sukkot, about 600,000 men on foot, besides their families. A mixed group of non-Israelites also went up along with them, as well as a large amount of livestock, both flocks and herds. The Israelites baked the dough which they had brought out of Egypt into unleavened loaves, for it had not been leavened, because they had been driven out of Egypt and could not delay. They had also not prepared any provisions for themselves. The amount of time that the Israelites lived in Egypt was 430 years. At the end of 430 years, to the very day, all of the Lord's divisions went out from the land of Egypt. It was a night that the Lord kept vigil to bring them out of the land of Egypt. This same night is dedicated to the Lord. All the Israelites are to keep vigil throughout their generations. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, This is the regulation concerning the Passover. No foreigner may eat of it, but any slave whom you have purchased may eat it if you circumcise him. A temporary resident or a hired servant may not eat of it. It must be eaten inside one house. You are to not carry any of the meat outside of the house. Do not break any of its bones. The whole community of Israel shall do this. If a resident alien among you wants to observe the Passover of the Lord, every male in his house must be circumcised, that he may take part of it. He will be treated like native-born in the land, but no uncircumcised person may eat it. The same law will apply to the native-born and to the alien who resides among you. So that is what all the Israelites did. They did just as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. That same day, the Lord brought the Israelites out of the land of Egypt, lined up by their divisions. This is the word of our God. So the Passover, their time in Egypt has been building up to this culminating point, and God had hardened Pharaoh's heart, and then after Pharaoh had hardened his heart, and God finally has to strike the land of Egypt such a heavy blow, such a hard hit, that the Egyptians say, Get out of here, please leave, we don't want you here anymore. And God is teaching them a lesson, because this history, this essential history, is going to come up again and again in Scripture. The lesson that we have has a couple different layers to it. Picking it up in chapter or verse 16, God says, You shall not do any work except to prepare what everybody needs to eat. That is all you may do. And so the first lesson that we see, the first kind of takeaway here, is that God is the one doing all the work here in Passover. And what he's going to be doing, he's going to be coming through and he's going to be striking those who oppose him. And the second lesson is they're going to take and they're going to paint the door frames of this house. And when God sees the blood on their door frames, then the angel passes over. And so it's the blood of this perfect lamb that saves them from death. And then thirdly, after they've been made a member of the nation of Israel, then they sit down and they eat this Passover lamb together. They all eat of this perfect lamb after they've been brought into the nation through the sacrament of initiation. And that's exactly what we have, because this Passover comes up again, especially on Maundy Thursday, and Paul makes a couple of very strong references and a couple of strong connections to the Passover when he talks about the practice of the Lord's Supper, because obviously Jesus was celebrating the Passover, that's what's going on. But then during that celebration of the Passover, he changes things, he does something that is different, rather than simply eating the perfect lamb and going through with all the meal. Jesus takes bread and says, Take and eat, this is my body. Take and eat, this is my body. Take and eat, this is my blood. Just like John the Baptist had pointed out, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, now the Lamb of God is there. And he is offering his own flesh, his own self, for the forgiveness of sins. And so as you go about your day, I want you to thank God for just a moment. Thank God for the blessing of being his New Testament Passover people, being his New Testament Passover people who have been given something better than a lamb, something better than image and representation and remembrance of a past event. But in the Lord's Supper, yes, we remember. Because we'll talk about that again. It comes up a little bit later, obviously, in the New Testament. In the Lord's Supper, yes, we remember, but that's like the third thing that we do. In the Lord's Supper, first of all, the blood of the perfect lamb saves you from death. Secondly, those who have been brought into the church through the sacrament of initiation, that is the sacrament of baptism, those are the ones who gather together to partake of the meal. And then thirdly, those who have been baptized and brought into this family of the church, they now join in this fellowship together, all of them saved by the blood of the perfect Lamb, Jesus Christ, who is prefigured in this Passover. And that was kind of the other point that I was thinking of, that that in the Passover, God does all the work. In the Passover, God does all the work. And that's exactly what we have in the Lord's Supper too. We stand there and we receive in the Passover and in the Holy Communion, God does the work. He says, take and eat. This is your forgiveness. Take and eat. This is the body and blood of your Lord. Take and eat your Passover lamb. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you have any questions, check out the show notes and contact me, Pastor Hagen. And if somebody, one of your friends perhaps, had shared this to you, go ahead and look in those show notes and find a church nearby for a pastor who can follow up with you personally. God bless your day.